Today, a Food and Drug Administration advisory panel voted unanimously to allow doctors to again prescribe a drug for multiple sclerosis called Tysabri. In February of 2005, after only 4 months on the market, Tysabri was withdrawn by the manufacturers, Biogen and Elan. Three patients on the drug had developed a rare brain and spinal cord infection, and two of them died. Some MS patients were at the two-day hearing, most of them to say they want access to the drug, like KP Lyons of Ohio. She says she hopes the drug can give her relief from her pain.
It's a horrible, excruciating electric pain that goes through your head, face, cheeks, or whatever. So to me, then when you begin to look at risk-reward, I don't want to be back in that ballpark. I'd rather step into the Tysabri lane.
NPR's Joseph Shapiro was at the FDA meeting today. And Joe, why did the panel vote the way they did to allow Tysabri back on the market?
Well, it's a drug that represents a lot of hope for MS patients. About three dozen of these MS patients came from all over the country. They told the panel members they want to be able to decide for themselves whether or not it's worth the risk to take this drug. And their testimony was often emotional, was often moving. And like this woman, KP Lyons, we just heard, she's had MS for 15 years. Recently, she lost her job. She's lost her health insurance. And she was just about to start the drug when it was taken off the market last year. But, you know, there was also moving testimony yesterday from the family of Anita Smith. She died while taking the drug. She's only 46. And her husband and daughter said that she had just very mild form of MS. And if she'd known how much risk there was, she would not have taken the drug.
Now, there would be new conditions put on the use of this drug.
That's right. The experts on the panel said that the drug could be sold, but only with very tight controls. So patients have to know the risk. There'd be a registry of exactly who's taking the drug. And then there'd have to be a program with doctors involved, doctors watching, to carefully monitor for any signs of that the patient is developing this fatal brain infection, which is known as PML. The panel was unanimous that the drug should be sold, but there's sort of a split over how to do the monitoring.
Has the FDA done this before, taken a drug that had been pulled for safety reasons and then said, okay, it can go back on the market?
There's just one other case, and that's in 2002. The FDA agreed to allow sales of a drug called Lotrinex. It's used to treat irritable bowel syndrome. So what's significant today is that these experts are advising the FDA to say the patient should have more say in how much risk they want to take. The best estimate is that about 1 in 1,000 people who are taking Tysabri will develop this rare brain infection. And these patients said they want to make that decision, whether it's worth taking that risk. The FDA's job is to weigh whether a drug is effective, whether it's safe. But with this, they're moving a bit toward letting patients have more of a say how much risk to take.
Well, how effective has Tysabri proved to be with MS patients?
It's been shown to be significantly better than other drugs. The older MS drugs have cut relapses by about a third. This cuts it by about two-thirds.
Joe, this was a vote from an advisory panel to the FDA. What happens now?
The FDA will have to make a final decision. But the vote today was by a panel of experts, and the FDA almost always follows the recommendation of that advisory panel. Now, we're expecting a ruling by the FDA by the end of this month. It's a tough decision to make. It's a big decision because this is a drug that can make a big difference for some of the 400,000 Americans who have MS. It attacks the central nervous system, and it can cause extreme fatigue, blurred vision, and people can lose balance. They have trouble walking. It can be very disabling.
NPR's Joseph Shapiro, thanks very much.